ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नस्तप्रियेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवदुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी. Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 3, The Birth of Lord Krishna, Text number 47. Tathascha Shokrir Bhagavat Prachodita. Sutang samadhyasa satika grihai. Sutang samadhyasa satika grihat. Yada bahir gantum iye shatrayajam. Ya yoga maya jani nanda jayaya. Tata, thereafter. Cha, indeed. Shauri, Vasudev. Bhagavat prachodita. Being instructed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sutam, his son, Samadaya, carrying very carefully. Saha, he, Sutika Grihat, from the maternity room. Yada, when, Bahi Gantum, to go outside. Iyesha, desired. Tarhi, exactly at that time. Aja, the transcendental energy, who also never takes birth. Ya, who? Yogamaya, is known as Yoga Maya. Ajani took birth. Nanda Jayaya, from the wife of Nanda Maharaj. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thereafter, exactly when Vasudev, being inspired by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was about to take the newborn child from the delivery room, Yogamaya, the Lord's spiritual energy, took birth as the daughter of the wife of Maharaj Nanda. Repeat after me. Thereafter, exactly when Vasudev, being inspired by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was about to take the newborn child from the delivery room, Yogamaya, the Lord's spiritual energy, took birth as the daughter of the wife of Maharaj Nanda. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur discusses that Krishna appeared simultaneously as the son of Devaki and as the son of Yashoda, along with the spiritual energy Yogamaya. As the son of Devaki, he first appeared as Vishnu. And because Vasudeva was not in the position of pure affection for Krishna, Vasudeva worshipped his son as Lord Vishnu. Yashoda, however, pleased her son Krishna without understanding his Godhead. This is the difference between Krishna as the son of Yashoda and the son of Devaki. This is explained by Vishwanath Chakravarti on the authority of Hari Vamsa.
Turn down the volume a little bit.
Om Jnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
So we're hearing about the incredible pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, sitting in Sri Vrindavan Dham and so close to where Krishna appears in this world. And here we're hearing how Krishna appeared simultaneously for Devaki and Mother Yashoda. Of course, the pandits and the great sadhus will explain in many ways. After so many years of hearing Krishna Lila, we hear, you know, we have our own ideas and conceptions. And of course, there are those who are the faithless materialists who think these are all just allegorical stories. You know, they give the interpretation, Krishna, he's a Hindu god. You know, like mythology, somebody has come up with some pretty fantastic ideas of Krishna's and Krishna's activities. But when we see how Krishna's making all arrangements, Krishna and Balaram appear for reestablishing religious principles. Makes sense that, you know, that the Vedic literature explain that the Lord creates everything, and it goes on for a very, very long time. He's the time factor, and different ages, because there are different people in this world of different desires and different interests. We've all somehow or other left the spiritual kingdom. There's other theories too, that we were never in the spiritual kingdom. We came from Brahman. But these are all gymnastics. We're hearing Prabhupada very clearly speaking about going back home, back to Godhead. If you were never home, what does it mean to go back home? So Krishna, he's Satchidananda Vigraha, and all of us are Satchidananda Vigraha. We're eternal, full of bliss, and full of knowledge. But when we come to the material world, whether in Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Kali Yuga, whether we live 100,000 years, 10,000 years, 1,000 years, 100 years, 50 years, the material embodiment, this life in this body, is a life of suffering. Generally, when one breaks the law, they go to prison to learn a lesson, isn't it? There's some atonement, some punishment. It's not that the government is cruel, because the government has their police force and the rules and regulations, their laws, for the purpose to serve and protect. We did one program a couple days back. The leading citizens of Vrindavan were appreciating the police seva because they did some good work in helping out, in this way or that way, despite what other people think. And they let me speak for a few minutes, and I told them that my son is also sergeant in the police department. And without proper law and order, on their cards it says to serve and to protect. So the Lord is always protecting us, and the rules and regulations given in the Vedas are meant to help guide us and protect us. So in this world, the prison house, we're given an opportunity to atone or to cleanse our whatever contamination may have entered. When you get diseased or sick, we see now there's so much disease and sickness, you go to a hospital. And the purpose of the hospital is to make you well. The doctor examines, understands your illness, and gives you a medicine and a diet, which most of us don't follow, unfortunately. We have bad habit. We're very much habituated to listening to the mind demands, and we're really being driven by the senses. So unfortunately, although we may have intelligence, the senses and the mind override the good intelligence, and we end up, again, foolishly acting in such a way that we're creating another material body and creating another situation where we're going to be packed in the womb. So here Krishna, he appeared for Devaki and Vasudev, and according to their worship and according to how they were reciprocating, Krishna, yayatam mang prapajyate tangs tathaiva bhajam yaham. Krishna reciprocates with everyone because he's very personal. He's very loving. So Vasudeva and Devaki wanted the Supreme Lord as their son. So the Lord appeared as their son. And to prove it, manifested his weapons. They call the club, the chakra, the lotus, and what else? The club, the conch shell. I heard a class this morning, somebody asked, Prabhupada, how is the lotus a weapon? He said, no, that's for blessings, It's considered like a, but it's for blessing. But the chakra, you see how it's Shishupal and, this demon, that demon. Throughout the Krishna book, the chakra is very busy killing the demons. So the Lord appeared, and Vasudeva was praying from his heart, you're the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Purifier, the cause of all causes. And Devaki was also praising Krishna for his magnanimity and his... but still, they had the feeling of love of a mother, but now you should hide yourself because Kamsa is going to come and kill you. So there's different rasa, there's different relationship going on here. So simultaneously, he was the son of Yashoda, because instantly, by the influence of Yogamaya somehow, this is also Krishna. Krishna manifests himself as Balaram, as Srimati Radharani, partially manifests himself as all Prishni Garba, also as Trivikram, Saurabh Trivikram, that's your name there. So the Lord has many multiple incarnations, and they may say like they're partial incarnations of the Lord, but that doesn't minimize their power. Also, we're also partial incarnations of the Lord. We're very minute. We're actually non-different than Krishna. You can't say a drop of the ocean water is not ocean water. It is ocean water, but it doesn't have the power of the ocean. It doesn't have the grandness, isn't it, of the ocean. So Krishna, for sake of pleasure, because he's full of ananda, full of bliss, he creates so many living entities, and he has the spiritual kingdom, Goloka Vrindavan, Vaikuntha planets, and there are varieties of living entities who are actually experiencing different rasas and different loving exchanges with the Lord at every moment on different levels, You know, we think, oh, Madhurya Ras, number one, you know, or the parental love. It's a nice, but it's not Dasya Ras. You know, now we're servant or Sakya as friend or on veneration. So many different kind of relationships. But each relationship that every individual has is a unique, very satisfying relationship. Fully satisfying. It's not that the cowherd boys are feeling jealous that Krishna's having Rasa dance with the gopis. You know, everyone, and also the assistants of the gopis, Manjaris, Shri Shri Gaurangi Jai Krishna Balaram, Lita Vishaka Jai Radhesham. So how fortunate can we be to hear Srimad Bhagavatam? All the great sages of Naimisharanya, they sat for a sacrifice, to perform thousands of years of sacrifice for the purpose of self-realization, for the purpose of atonement and clear direction as to what is the goal of my life and how to achieve it. Just a little side note, I was reading how Lord Balaram, he didn't want to get involved in this battle of Kurukshetra. He didn't like this whole, the family going to be fighting and this and that. So he was, but he went to Naimisharanya and everybody stood up and everyone very much respected Lord Balaram. The elders also gave their, but Roma Harshan Sutan, he was sitting in the Vyasasana, and Balaram noted that, oh, although he was elected by all the great sages to preside over this great sacrifice at Naimisharanya, he considered, oh, he was a low birth, that Anu Loma and Prati Loma, that his mother was a Brahmana, but the father was a Kshatriya. So although one may not be qualified, everyone has the opportunity to come to the Brahminical status. But it said that even though after vast learning of the Vedic literatures and all the scriptures and, you know, achieving that, because he did not develop humility, he didn't develop the proper gentleness, the qualities of a Brahmana, Balaram didn't like that. And he says, we're here, my first duty is to uphold religious principles. Prabhupada often would say, it's the government's responsibility to ensure that those who claim to be Hindus, they're following Hindu Dharma, or those who claim to be Christians, they're following the Christian teachings, and those who are Muslim, they're following the Muslim teaching. But of course, the government have to be enlightened Rajarshis. It's not that some modern animalistic, low-class, uneducated person can determine whether you're following religious principles or not. But Balaram, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, felt that he was a cheater, or he was not properly executing his duty because he was promoted as a Brahmana to preside over the assembly of great sages for such a long yajna sacrifice, but he has not developed proper humility and proper understanding of respect. So just with the kusha grass, Balaram finished him. But then all the sages and Brahmanas recommend, oh, but that's not good because we promised him a long life. So Balaram said, okay, Suta Goswami, who is the son of Roma Harshan, he can preside it because the son and the father are like one. And then they recommended some atonement, so Balaram liked that idea. He's doing all the pilgrimages throughout all the holy places. So we can see that the Lord, he's not bound by the rules and regulations that appear sometimes, that maybe, you know, Krishna, he killed his uncle Kamsa, and, you know, Balaram, he may perform some activities which materialistic people may think to be irreligious, like we discussed many times, how Krishna dancing with the gopis, the wives of others, and these activities are not acceptable in proper religious principles, that we have to abide by rules and regulations. So Krishna is doing these activities for the purpose of reestablishing religious principles. And somehow he's made us fortunate that he appeared again as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his most merciful incarnation, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaura Tvishe Namaha. The Lord is very kind and mercifully giving the highest benediction, even though we're in the fourth stage, Kali Yuga, the Iron Age, where people are slow in spiritual advancement. They don't have proper religious principles. They don't have long life, longevity. And they're very easily disturbed. They're always ready to fight about, because, what does fight mean? My ego has been, you know, rubbed in the wrong way. Oh, how dare you talk to me that way. Yeah, I know I was coming to the temple yesterday and motorcycle came really fast and I said, oh, you know, I yelled at him and they got mad at me too. They said, oh, you know, get out of the way. You know, so we're always thinking that we should not be disturbed and always respected. But sometimes we also have to be tolerant and meek and humble. It's difficult. It's difficult because pride, as one accumulates wealth or comes from a good family, I'm in a, you know, born in a Brahmana family, or, you know, I come from the Rockefellers or the Birlas or the different wealthy people. When you're born with, they call a silver spoon in your mouth, and you know you have all the luxuries and kingly, princely upbringing, then naturally one becomes very, not naturally, but unnaturally becomes arrogant and prideful and looks down upon others. In Kali Yuga, you don't get proper justice unless you have a lot of money, and then people think that they can get away with breaking the law because Trump will forgive them. No problem. It's an American thing. Never mind. But this is the way Kali Yuga works, that people have forgotten the importance of following religious principles. Someone was mentioning that the Catholic Church was announcing that, oh, you can take the vaccine because, you know, this COVID vaccine is there because no aborted fetuses were used in the preparation of the vaccine, but they themselves are maintaining slaughterhouses and performing all kinds of obnoxious activities. So we don't know what kind of authority they have to tell us that, okay, you can, that vaccine is kosher. It's a kosher vaccine. It doesn't have any animal byproducts or... So my understanding here, where it says that Krishna appeared both for Devaki and Vasudeva, is that Krishna fulfilled the wishes of Devaki and Vasudeva as appearing of their son, and even after 12 years or how many years, he'll go back to Mathura and continue the relationship. So Vasudeva and Devaki, they recognized Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They had a immediate intimate exchange, but then as far as the Krishna's very young pastimes was with Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, where they just out of love and spontaneous love were experiencing this relationship with Krishna and Balaram and bringing them. So many times I'd question why Krishna or Narada would entice or push Kamsa to, you know, hurry up the pastimes of Krishna and kill all the children. But it seems like everything has some purpose behind it, that the six children prior to were actually meant to be killed by Kamsa, who was in his previous life, those were his sons. And everything makes sense in Krishna's pastimes, just like when Hiranyakashipu was trying to outsmart Krishna. He made so many plans that I'll not be killed by the day, by the night, or by any animal, or this or that, any kind of weapon. And Krishna had it all already figured out. Parasya shaktir vividhaiva shruyate. Krishna doesn't have to do anything. Simply by his will, everything is manifested and everything is taking place. But by hearing this Nityang Bhagavata Sevaya, the daily classes on the Srimad Bhagavatam, this is what we say, as Mukunda Datta Prabhu was saying yesterday, if we follow the orders of our spiritual master and we abide by the teaching Sadhu Shastra Guru, then the end result will come. If we actually take our medicine, the doctor is bona fide, gives us good medicine, and follow the regimen, then the disease goes away and healthy conditions come about. But we have to be patient, otherwise there's a relapse. Relapse means that I've chanted Hare Krishna, I've heard so much, I already know Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, so many things I've heard. You know, sometimes in our preaching efforts, I remember in America, especially if a Westerner would have preached someone, a Brahmana, Indian, I know Gita, I know everything. And maybe they do, but we should not think like that. We should actually think that, why Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, who were very elevated, and everyone respected them as very, very learned, they just gave up their activities and just to hear Bhagavatam with the Brahmanas and very learned pandits. But Sanatana Goswami admitted, he said, although everyone considers me very learned, I don't know, who am I? Why am I here in this world? You know, we're hearing that we're servants of Krishna, we're eternally existing, this body is finished, don't worry, you're moving on to another body. But if we don't utilize this very valuable human life for the purpose of achieving our goal, we have a goal in mind, that's going back home, back to Goloka Vrindavan. And Prabhupada guarantees that this is available. This goal of going back to the spiritual kingdom is available by the simple process of chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya admits, I have no attraction, but you've invested all your potency in your holy names. And Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalu, Anasteva, 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 Gatir Anyata. So after a lot of philosophical discussion and research and analyzing things, you know, this way, that way, the Lord's appearances and the intricacies of the creation, and also what to speak of when Yudhishthira Maharaj was doing the yajna, what was it called? Rajasri Yajna, he invited Lord Krishna to preside, and everyone, like Sahadev, suggested that Lord Krishna is the most worthy candidate as part of the Yajna to be worshipped. Of course, Shishupala objected to the idea. But what was mentioned there is that there were many qualified brahmanas, and the mantras had to be enunciated or pronounced very, very carefully. The mantras are very potent. And there was like a judge or a referee who was observing all the chanters in the yajna, that everything was done properly. If something was done wrong, that he would rectify and put it back. So we can see that spiritual life is not a cheap thing. Spiritual life is the most serious of activities, and the most glorious, because when Krishna freed the 20,800 kings and who were taken by, was it Banasura? I believe Banasura, he kept, put them in a cave. And then after Krishna relieved them, they were praying that we were so illusioned by our crowns, our kingdoms, and our so-called respectable position, and now we surrender fully to your lotus feet. And Krishna remarked that, yes, this is the conclusion of one's intelligence or one's advancement, that when we decide that now I surrender unto you, please instruct me. Like Arjuna, he discussed in many ways why the battle of Kurukshetra was not a good idea. that if we engage in this battle, we'll kill so many people, so many men, and then the women will not be protected, there'll be unwanted progeny, and on. But when he realized that somehow I can't get out of this argument, I have to surrender to the authority, and Krishna gave him guidance throughout Bhagavad Gita, explaining that we're not the material body, how the modes of nature are affecting us, and how we could be illusion, what are the different godly qualities, demonic qualities, and ultimately, manmanabhava madbhakto, madhyaji mang namaskaru, mame vasasi sachante, pradijani priyosame, think of me, become my devotee, worship me, offer your prayers and homage to me, thus you'll come to me, I promise you this, Krishna's promising, then, sarva dharman parichyaja, mame kangshar nangvraja, ahang tvang sarapapebhyo, mokshayasyami masuchaha. Abandon all varieties of religion, meaning one's ideas of so-called religion, and just surrender unto me. I will free you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. So Krishna's order is final. Of course, he wants us to follow religious principles. Of course, he wants us to abide. But real religion means surrender to Krishna. With no envy or jealousy, with humility. The second verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, that kicking out all jealousy, the perfection of religion means surrender to Krishna. And we have to practice this bhakti yoga under guidance in the association of devotees. Living in the holy dham, Sri Vrindavan dham, chanting the holy names of the Lord, the Maha Mantra, association of Vaishnavas, worshipping Tulsi Devi. What else? Take it. Yes, Srimad Bhagavatam. Because when the sages were concerned that when Lord Krishna left this world, just like the Krishna came, he wiped out the demoniac influence of pretentious kings and leaders who were misguiding the citizens. So Krishna and Balaram performed their activities and they protected the devotees. But after winding up even his whole family, the whole Yadu dynasty, Krishna himself disappeared. And so the sages became very concerned. Now that the Lord is gone, who will uphold religious principles? How will we be guided? So it's described that the Lord incarnates in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. That Vedavyas, under the guidance of Narada Muni, and of course Krishna in the heart of Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma created the Vedas, but actually Krishna is the creator of the Vedas. Then this Vedic literature is specifically, of all the Vedic literature, the author himself has made the burfi. You know, you cook it down till it becomes thick and very creamy, like our old Bhuvaneshwar Prabhu for many years would be cooking the burfi for the deity's pleasure. So the essence, the burfi of all Vedic literature and all religion boils down to Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, Bhagavad Gita, spoken by Krishna himself, is the essence of our teachings, but this is spoken by Krishna, and Srimad Bhagavatam is all about the pastime, the Leela of Krishna, which is non-different. So Krishna, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's different forms, Krishna's in metal, Krishna's in wood, Krishna's in clay. So Krishna, he can be manifest everywhere, but the very simplistic way for us in Kali Yuga in particular, although the mantra is potent at all times, is very enthusiastically and very regimentedly chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I remember the early Sankirtan days, that we'd get up early to see the deities and chant and dance, and also very, I say, enthusiastically chant our rounds. I remember one time I was in front of a picture of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, and I was chanting, Hridayananda says, back up, how would you like somebody being right in front of your face? You know, he could appreciate that the picture is also the personality. You know, sometimes we, you know, get in front of the picture. So this intensity, the enthusiasm of actually attending the Lord's programs, and just like we could think, Roma Harshan, he was neglectful of Balaram. So we should not be neglectful of Krishna Balaram, of Shishi Gornitai, Shishi Radhashyama Sundari Vishaka, that we should make that endeavor. I know sometimes in the evening, after a full day of, what do you say, challenges, we don't call them problems, we call them challenges, meetings, this and that, it's getting around 5 o'clock, I think, oh, I got to go for the kirtan, you know, so because I'm thinking that I should go and attend the kirtan. Maybe I'll skip, but then you start feeling, no, this is medicine. So we should actually take this medicine of, even though the mind and the body may reject the idea that, no, I'm tired today, I'm not going to go, I'm not going to chant, or I'll visit the deities later, you know. That happens sometimes, but we should be more mindful. As Srila Prabhupada said, that I've only given you a very small portion of rules and regulations and regimen, because if I gave you the full extent of what really needs to be done in order to come to the Brahminical platform or to become, you know, free, that you could not digest, you could not possibly understand it. Just like when he was arriving in America, just he was feeling the atmosphere, and he said, How will these people take the thing of no intoxication, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling? It's just very, very difficult to comprehend. Just like Arjuna is complaining to Krishna that the mind is more difficult to control than the raging wind. How I can control my mind and senses? Yes, it's very difficult, but constant practice and detachment, you'll gain strength, you'll gain clarity. So we should have the faith in Srila Prabhupada's teachings and words that, you know, attend the programs, because the programs are structured in such a way by the Acharya, Sadhu Shastra Guru. Maybe at different times there were different kinds of meditation and regulations for performing the religious principles, but in this day and time, here and now, be here now, Prabhupada is the founder Acharya, and all his teachings, we should not be confused. Oh, what if my, you know, we need to hear from our guru about how to conduct our life. Yes, Prabhupada said, all my instructions and all my teachings are in my books, and all gurus are subservient to Prabhupada. You know, all of our present gurus, They're actually representatives of Srila Prabhupada, and they're leading us and guiding us to Prabhupada and Prabhupada's teachings, Prabhupada's books. So this should be our inspiration, that we should hear about Krishna, we should hear about the process of bhakti, we should render service, because it's not just theoretical or something that we should, I know it's important to do so, but I didn't have the order from my guru directly. Not to say anything about that, but one devotee was asking Prabhupada, well, how do we know, Prabhupada, when you're not here? He said, just follow your authority. So we have, you know, authority structure, and the authority structure is such that, you know, the guru is giving instruction, and we're all trying to follow that instruction, and we're trying to organize in such a way that everyone can benefit. It's not that one is dominating the other, but we're all following this guru parampara. So anyway, this was the, I'll read the translation again. Thereafter, exactly when Vasudeva, being inspired by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was about to take the newborn child from the delivery room, Yogamaya, the Lord's spiritual energy, took birth as the daughter of the wife of Maharaj Nanda. So Krishna, he planned everything, and Yogamaya is playing her part in being very instrumental in helping, assisting Krishna in his leela. But Krishna is ultimately the director of it, everything. Okay, enough confusion. So, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any question, comment? We have a few minutes. Srita Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Bingo.
No frivolous sports. But it very much seems like one of the four religious principles that there's a lot of shady areas. The devotees playing the stock market. So many things go on. How do we understand that principle?
Yes, if you actually analyze the four regulative principles, it covers a big area. I know no frivolous sports, but I remember, like, especially for when we were young, you like to exercise and do different things. And we used to play a little racquetball in Miami Beach. And obviously, we don't want to think, well, basically the four rules and regulations, but there might be a little room for some flexibility, as long as it doesn't take me away from Krishna consciousness. We can, you know, justify in our own minds that. But strictly following the four regulative principles is something that we should strive for. And if for some reason or other, like you said, someone is, due to the nature of their business, is trading on the stock market, in one sense, that's like, you know, like you said, like some gambling could be considered like gambling. And or some devotees, maybe like the children were playing soccer, you know, at the Goshala, and you think, oh, that's Maya. But being rigid, especially with oneself, is important. But at the same time, we shouldn't try to overanalyze everything according to our own, you know, perception. Why do you have to ask such a difficult question anyway? the four regular principles have to be followed.
You
but
ask the question every day, so it's the opportunity.
I know, but I don't ask hard questions, you know. You ask a hard question here. It's just like when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta asked all those, the followers that, who of you have not had illicit relationship in the past month, and you know, the past 2 weeks, the past week, the past few days, you know, everyone's like, you know, so you know, who has not been contemplating sense gratification? Or I think as we mature, hopefully by the influence of living in the holy dham, by staying the association of devotees, by regularly hearing, then our determination and our clarity, like sometimes one might not be coming to the program, but then he gets a realization, you know, from this day on, I'm gonna start coming to the programs, you know? And it's a certain kind of determination, a vow, or someone may be doing the stock market or this or that, and they may feel, well, this is not good for me, and I'll give it up. It doesn't mean that even though they're devotees, there are different devotees of different calibers, You know, Arjuna was doing his military work. He was not sitting and meditating. You know, he had a kingdom to run and also many other activities he had to perform, which may be considered in strictly following the four regular principles, not within, you know, his domain. It was one of these rough days today, anyway. Good. No meat eating, okay?
And then, and at other times he said, no illicit sex, because that is the most binding of all the activities, all sinful activities. That's the most binding. So he did classify those two as being the most grievous offenses.
And we're already intoxicated, so why do you need more intoxication, right? I think I'm being saved by the bell, which means that we're gonna chant Hare Krishna. And whatever shortcomings you have, you chant the holy name very sincerely and pray that we can become humble and we can give up our bad habits that we might have. Whatever bad habits. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.